How can innovative technology accelerate the shift to value-based care? According to our next guest, Jay Ackerman, CEO of Revelier, it starts by empowering healthcare organizations with AI-driven data analytics. As a veteran enterprise software leader, Jay is focused on Revelier's mission to streamline quality improvement, risk adjustment, and member management through their transformative platform. While together, Jay shares his vision for leveraging natural language processing and machine learning to digest clinical data at scale, and he reveals how Revelier helps health plans and providers unlock insights, enhance outcomes, and confidently execute value-based care initiatives. Join us to learn how Jay and his team are pioneering the future of data-driven healthcare delivery. Let's go. Welcome to Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli, where we highlight and speak with the innovators, the game changers, and the pioneers who are deeply passionate and relentless in solving the problems our world is facing today. This is your opportunity to connect with and learn from these leaders and to support them on their mission. Perhaps they will soon be hearing your story as well. This is Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli. I look forward to having you on this journey with us. Hi, Jay. A big welcome to our podcast today.
Awesome. Hey, it's great to be here, Mike. Thanks for having me.
Well, given your national leadership position in the healthcare industry as someone who is keenly focused on shaping and stewarding the culture of your company to attract a robust collaborative team while driving an innovation mandate to execute your mission to accelerate value-based care, I'm fired up for this timely, exciting, and important conversation. But before we dive in, a bit of housekeeping. While listening to any of our episodes, please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast so you will automatically receive episode updates in your podcast player. Simply search Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And lastly, please visit the bottom of the episode notes to connect with me on LinkedIn and Twitter in order to further the conversations occurring on this podcast. All right, Jay, it's almost time for our community to learn how you and the Revelier team are building an industry-leading end-to-end platform that enables health plans to confidently plan and execute programs for more value and improved outcome. But first, what's that one piece of advice that you would give to others who are passionate about reimagining the health of our world?
Yeah, well, that's a great question, Mike. And someone who's been leading a company in the healthcare space for a while, I probably have two things that I'd love to share. The first one is driving change in healthcare is difficult and it's time consuming. It always takes longer. So one, you got to be willing to break some glass, but you also have to have patience. It's a long cycle to really drive change at scale. And the second, which perhaps ties in with the first point, is build a community to support you. And I've been fortunate to do that with investors across the marketplace, peer CEOs, others who have exited healthcare, but still have strong interest in it, maintain a really large community to back you up.
Jay, I love both. I absolutely love both. I've put those in play in my own pursuits and journey in healthcare as well. I love the first point, especially for our young, aspiring, and inspired entrepreneurs that are motivated to move this industry forward. You have to understand the complexity and how things don't move as fast as all of us would like. So when you think as a young startup founder, entrepreneur, make sure you have plenty of runway in front of you. Because as you mentioned, Jay, things take a long time in this industry. In regards to that second point, Jay, I love it. The community, that is incredibly important. How much have you relied on that community? And we're going to dive more into what is all the good things happening at Revelier. But how has that community been helpful to not only you as the president and CEO, but to your team members as well? Whether it be looking at finding new ways to support your customers, finding new investors, finding talent to come join the team. How pivotal has that notion of community been to the growth of Revelier?
The strong community around me and around Revelier has been instrumental to every one of our leaders inside the company. Like you said, we're in a talent game, and you know, our investors Upfront and OKHCFT have been instrumental in identifying talent that's out there that can lift us up, talent that we might tap on an interim basis, right? Doesn't always have to be a full-time hire. We've tried to identify executives who have operated at scale beyond us to support each of our functional leaders, be it our CFO, our head of sales, our head of product, our head of AI, our head of technology. So super helpful there. We're going through some financing activities now. We've been able to tap some folks from the outside just to help us think about that as we try to think about the way Revelier will unfold 3 to 5 years from now, not just what's happening over the next 12 to 24 months. Yeah, I think I consider myself quite fortunate that I have an amazing community around me and more importantly around the company.
Well, I love it. We're going to talk about the company and, you know, as an aside, the mention of that community and the power thereof, the stable of investors that are part of the Revelier community that you just mentioned are world-class, a fantastic group for sure. Jay, I know we have a lot to cover about all the wonderful things happening in the Revelier camp. We're going to unpack all that and more after we get back from thanking our community champion sponsor.
Healthcare faces a paradox that echoes through generations. While the current practices that help heal patients today are vital, it is crucial to evaluate them through an environmental lens. OSHA's Responsible for Tomorrow initiative is a collection of interviews featuring influential thought leaders and industry experts like you who share their sustainability strategies, insights, and provide valuable perspectives from diverse industries to inspire innovation within the healthcare sector. OSHA invites you to join this journey. Want to share your sustainability story? OSHA is actively looking for partners to highlight the important and inspiring work being done around the globe. Check out OSHA's Responsible for Tomorrow initiative and series at OSHA.com, that's OSSUR.com, or visit the episode notes and click on their link. Together, and with OSHA helping lead the way, let's all be responsible for tomorrow.
All right, we're back with Jay Ackerman, President and CEO of Revelier. Jay, thank you so much. You really set the stage on the front end for this conversation and for all of our community tuning in. Two big things in regards to understanding the length of time it takes to move this very complex and difficult industry forward. But it is possible, and we're going to talk about those possibilities and specifically what's happening in the Revelier camp to do exactly that. And then the second point, power of community. Couldn't agree more. I know we'll discuss that as well. And when you start thinking about community, even more broadly, customers, partners, and other that, it takes a village truly to help a company like a Revelier grow. We're going to talk about all of that. Of course, want to talk about how this all came to be as well, Jay. I know there's a story in there somewhere. You now have been president, CEO, and part of Revelier now for almost 8 years running here. I know there's a backstory in there of how that all came to be in the first place. And we'll talk about what's going on today with the company and what you're seeing into the future. We'll pull that proverbial crystal ball off the shelf, talk a little future state, not only for our industry writ large, but of course, where Revelier is heading. And of course, we'll throw that crystal ball back on the shelf and talk about how this community can be helping you. But for now, Jay, take us back. Let's go a little throwback here. How this all come to be, almost 8 years now with Revelier. Where were those inception points? How the heck did you become part of the company in the first place?
Yeah, that's a great question. So by this time, 8 years ago, I was contacted by an executive search firm, Sapphire Partners, based in SoCal. Partner, founder Todd Gitlin reached out to me with this amazing opportunity to join a healthcare software business to help it scale. I have a go-to-market background more than anything. If you look at my background, it's always been about customer bringing solutions to market at scale. Got a chance to dig in, learn more about the company, which then was called Health Data Vision. And it looked like a company that, you know, my background and go-to-market could really help us scale. And so to the advice I gave earlier about having patience and taking time to impact change, a couple things were soon apparent when I joined the company. The market wasn't quite ready for a SaaS solution. We were there to disrupt kind of the tech-enabled service offering, and we were the only one offering SaaS, and we would go talk SaaS, and kind of heads in the health plan side would spin. They would say, that's not what we're looking for. You know, we're just looking for what we have to be a little bit better. We kept advocating and we were evangelizing in the market. But the second thing that was apparent is our platform wasn't really ready to scale. It wasn't a true multi-tenant application. And we made a decision very early on to re-platform the product, build it native in the cloud. And fortunately, those two started to come together as we released that product. Our evangelizing work was taking hold and people were starting to lean in. The quality directors at health plans, the risk adjustment leaders at health plans started to lean into this message about having control and better visibility of what was going on in these critical value-based care programs. So yeah, 8 years ago, got a reach out by the search firm and I thought I could dive in and immediately, you know, affect change. And so advice point number one, you know, it took me a while to figure that out. And yeah, I see it every day, you know, in healthcare.
No, absolutely. We definitely do there. We could have several podcast episodes on that topic alone. And so Thank you for setting the stage there, Jay, in regards to how this came to be. Let's talk about now what the company is up to today. You talked about you replatformed, probably changed a bit of strategy as well and how you go to market, all that good stuff. Let's start first there. Who is Revelier?
Yeah, so at the highest level, you know, Revelier is a data and analytics company focused on providing software solutions to payers and risk-bearing providers. So there's a shift in our strategy. We're not just selling to payers, but focused on giving them solutions to succeed in value-based care. And there's three areas that we do that today: member enrollment, member management, how an individual gets enrolled in a Medicare plan, and then two critical areas, quality improvement and risk adjustment, which for both payers and providers have a significant impact on the resources, the financial resources of those organizations. So, you know, value-based care is all about incenting parties to ensure better outcomes. If you provide better outcomes, you get paid more. We want to make sure that people all across the spectrum of health are properly insured. So if you're a health plan and you take on someone who's got a number of chronic conditions, you should be compensated for taking on that person with chronic conditions. You're a provider giving care to them. You need to be compensated differently. And so we have solutions that work to ensure that that happens for those who do really well, provide great care to their members and their patients, you know, capture the right amount of dollars from CMS. And you referenced CMS earlier. So that's who we are. That's what we're about. And we're really excited to be playing an important role in value-based care.
And in regards to timing, Jay, and I mentioned that you become the president and CEO almost 8 years ago. Here we are still talking about value-based care and value-based care operating at scale. So let's go back to when you first took the helm. Was it a timing thing as well back then? Is it still a timing issue in the marketplace in regards to who this message about Revelier resonates with and for? Is it all timing? And where are we with things in the market, not only when you first started, but where we are today?
Yeah, so I think a few things have changed. One, I mean, just on the value-based care point, I think we're well past the topic of discussion. Is value-based care going to stick? Value-based care is accelerating. Now, question is, will value-based care be the only model for payment in healthcare, or will it be the dominant? So I don't think there's a question of whether it sticks. Around our solution and evangelizing a software-driven approach, I would say that kind of 2016 to 19, we were evangelizing. At this point, the evangelizing is over. And, you know, with all the talk on Gen AI, and I'm sure we'll talk about that at some point, one of the beauties of at least all the chatter around that because of OpenAI and others is it has put kind of wind in the sails around software. There's still a lot of caution around ultimately kind of the intelligence inside, but we see no resistance to it. And the thing that we've realized is every health plan will ultimately, and every provider will choose a software over a kind of a heavy labor-driven model because they have to, because there's such a labor shortage in this corner of industry, in this corner of healthcare. And if we can continue to innovate down the labor component, we'll make it easier for somebody to convert and ultimately be kind of software-driven. So yeah, I think I would consider our tipping point of was the market embracing what we were offering kind of somewhere in that 2019-2020 window.
Absolutely. Well, so let's talk about that. And we're going to go and talk about generative AI and the impacts that it's having, obviously, in healthcare. And it's been impacting all of us on personal levels as well. We'll get that to that in just a moment, Jay. Let's talk about some of the feedback from your customers. What has the response been from them? You know as well as I do, Jay, we can talk about our companies all day long and how amazing they are. And that doesn't mean a damn thing. It matters what our end users are saying. What's that response? What's that feedback been from the marketplace?
Yeah, well, you know, feedback's a gift, right? So I would just say, like, at the highest level for us, Revelier is coming off its best year ever. So we doubled our company from 22 to 23. And we did that, you know, with strong engagement from payers and providers. So they are clearly reacting to our product. And I think what they're responding favorably to is a couple of things. One, quality improvement and risk adjustment being critical for risk-bearing providers, payviders, and health plans, often led, certainly in large organizations, by different individuals in different parts of the organization. They seem to be coming together now. And we've also been communicating the need to have those more intertwined. And I'll hit a different theme for us, which is clinical data. The core of who we are and why we're good at what we do is we're really good at how we digest massive amounts of clinical data and what we do with that data when it's in our hands. So the market's responding to being able to bring those two things together. The market's responding into the way that we're able to bring in clinical data that comes in traditional forms where providers still print that stuff out and it's got to get ingested into a system, to all the amazing digital means of sharing data now between payers and providers and, you know, across the healthcare ecosystem. So yeah, I think the market's responded really well. We're excited that we're having impact with the Blues plan community. We're excited that some of the larger innovative players in the payvider space are choosing to partner with us. And we do think of them as partners in innovation, you know, kind of thought partners for us as we continue to evolve what we do.
Love it. I love it. Well, let's talk about that. We kind of teased it just a few minutes ago in regards to this notion of generative AI and natural language processing and what that means. And one of the things you mentioned, and for those models to work, the secret sauce and all of that, you know as well as I do, is the data itself. So obviously, that is an important ingredient to all of this and how these types of technologies can help support the work that Revelier is doing in the marketplace. And Jay, I know you are personally passionate about this notion of what advanced artificial intelligence and natural language processing can do to unlock and explore patient data for accurate and early detection of diagnosis and treatment. What does all of that mean for us? So think of the community member to this podcast tuning in, maybe a layperson. What does this mean for us as an industry? What does this mean for us as industry leaders being in this industry for many years and seeing these technologies having such a rapid and pervasive growth into the industry and in our own personal lives? What does it all mean to you and how should we be thinking about all of it?
Yeah, there's a lot to what you just asked. So let me see if I can break it down a little bit or hit a few kind of the layers. So first, we're really excited about how we're using advanced technologies inside of Revelier, OCR, NLP, machine learning. We've been at that game for a long time now, you know, for us a long time. You know, we'd say we kind of got into that journey in 2018. Why is it important to a layperson? I'll give an example. As I mentioned, we're doing more for providers. We're trying to help providers take better care of the patients they serve. We all know that they have a limited amount of time. Say you're a Medicare Advantage member, mid-60s, you're going to see a new primary care physician, you've just signed up with a new MA plan, and you have a fairly complex kind of healthcare profile. If you've just moved from one plan to another, he or she will have no background on you. We're able now to sweep data from nearby data sources, be it other PCPs, pharmacy, lab data, minute clinic type locations, where you may have gone in to see somebody urgently. And when we sweep that, we could end up with, call it 8,000, with 2,000 to 8,000 pages of clinical data. And what's a provider going to do with that? Nothing. And so why is AI and NLP and some of these machine learning tools important? In our case, we take that data, we're able to read it and offer up to that provider the top 3 to 5 things that they should focus on when you come into the office to see them. And so if we can aid them in being more effective, provider succeeds, and that, you know, that member, that patient has a better outcome. So that's why we're really excited about it. And we're doing our own experimentation with large language models and Gen AI as a way to continue to advance, you know, the transformation path that we're on. But we're really excited about how kind of more traditional machine learning tools are able to drive impact today.
Well, yeah, speaking of another area of immense impact that these tools have and the capability thereof for our industry is the administrative burden. You know as well as I do, it's just absolutely crushing our industry. What's your viewpoint on that in regards to how these tools and the tools that are in your toolkit, how are they helping stem the crisis that is this administrative burden that so many of us experience?
Yeah, it's real. We hear it all the time. It's become painfully clear through COVID and post-COVID of the burden that's on, you know, these people that are passionate about changing the outcome of a patient that they see and not wanting to be buried under administrivia. But the admin side's important. So we are putting a lot of effort there so that, you know, if you got a 15, 20 minute visit with a patient, we can maximize the amount of time. And you'll hear some people say that they got 20 minutes with a patient and they're spending 10 of it on documentation. no one wants to spend 10 of it on documentation. So we've talked about how we present this compendium for the provider and some of the innovative work that's sitting behind for us in 2024 is how to do the write back to the medical record when they accept the recommendations that we're putting in front of them and eliminate or minimize the amount of kind of downstream documentation that they're doing.
Well, I got to imagine as well, Jay, when you start thinking about that documentation and making sure that it is correct, especially for the other side of that aisle that you and the team at Revelier serve, the payer side of the aisle, how incredibly important it is. Have you also noticed that in regards to, yes, we can ease administrative burden, but also with these tools that are in the Revelier toolkit, we can also increase accuracy and satisfaction of what has been submitted? Is that a trend line you are seeing as well?
Yeah, I used this analogy recently. Like, I think inside of payers, and I know you have payers that listen to this podcast, so hopefully none are offended by this, what I'm about to say. They capture clinical data on their members for all sorts of use cases. Quality improvement, risk adjustment, which we've talked about, utilization management, grievances, appeals, et cetera. And that data to me often feels like it's stored the way files were stored in the X-Files. So if you remember that TV show, right? It always ended with them putting the file in the cabinet. And when they kind of zoom out, right, it's this cavernous place. And I feel like that's what clinical data is like inside of a medium-sized to large-sized health plan. And so we're excited to unify that data. We're excited to put bright lights on it so we know what's there and allow any user to access that and make that data more fluid. But to do that, you have to be able to organize it by member and provider. You have to be able to stitch it together over time and have a longitudinal view. And that's where machine learning tools come in. We ingested, I think in 2023, over 500 million pages of clinical data. And that number will probably more than likely double in 24. And so you bring that side of data in, you really have to have the tools to unify it and understand where the patient was seen or where the member was seen, and be able to isolate that and understand what's happening with a set of providers in a particular part of a county, of a state, all right? So anyway, that's a little bit of, I think, how the payers, you know, are looking at what we're doing and thinking about how we can continue to drive further impact.
Well, let's continue to talk about driving further impact and long sustained impact. Let's pull that crystal ball off the shelf over here, Jay. Let's look a little forward state, not only for the company, but on the macro. Jay, you sit in a very unique position in the captain's chair of being the president, CEO of Revelier. I know you are in exciting conversations and conversations that are shaping the industry. So from your perspective of being in that captain's chair on the macro for our community, what are you seeing over the next 2 to 3 years that we should be mindful of? And then, of course, that intersection of where is Revelier going to be as well? What are you seeing in that crystal ball?
Let's see. You know, well, we hit on one already, which is I think the pace of value-based care just accelerates. So it's not going to continue to bump along. It's going to pick up speed. It's picking up speed because the results are showing that it's making a difference. It's making a difference in the wellness of individuals. It's making a difference in the cost of care for someone from kind of year to year. So I think crystal ball one is acceleration of value-based care. Two, I think the digital data, I mean, this is one of those things of it takes longer, but digital data is coming. It is becoming more fluid. There's still plenty of use cases where, for a variety of reasons, that people are not allowed to use it, which is really disappointing. I think we'll see some of those barriers come down and digital data will become the norm. I wouldn't bet on it in 24. I wouldn't bet on it in 25. But I think as we looked at kind of the back half of the decade, you'll see the uptick of that for sure. And I think the cost curve of healthcare is real. It's always under a spotlight. And I hope that the Gen AI activities that are being birthed now, and I'd like to think we'll be part of it, will start to bend that healthcare cost curve. And that's one of the things that motivates us when we get out of bed every morning is to play a part in bending that cost curve.
Yeah, we need to definitely continue to stay focused. That curve needs to be bent and bent significantly because you know as well as I do, this is no longer sustainable. So love a little bit of that future state, Jay. Thank you for sharing that with our community. We'll throw the crystal ball back on the shelf for now. We'll bring it back to current state. And what I always love to do is get our community involved, the amazing and passionate community of national leaders in this industry rallied around this podcast. And here for at times to help out our guests as much as they can as well. So with that, Jay, what's one problem, need, or question that you have that our community can be helping you with?
I think the biggest need I wouldn't call it a problem, but biggest need we have is really thinking about how we, I would call it kind of jump the tracks of earlier stage AI to Gen AI. And you probably know this, Mike, from all the work that you've done in innovating in healthcare. When you build a business and you are impacting companies at scale, it is not easy to then introduce kind of a net new transformative technology. And so I think for us, like, we will continue to push the boundaries and we're going to make sure we're playing in the transformative landscape. But how we do that and how we bridge to places where we are well established and in driving impact and not be disruptive. So we've had some wonderful conversations recently with some ex-Google and Amazon technologists around Gen AI and how we can think about large language models. We shared a data point of how much data we're ingesting. So I think we're in a place where we have data at scale to think about our own large language models. And to some of your listeners out there that are focused in that arena, yeah, we'd love to engage and, you know, help shape our own thinking and think about kind of the community around us and how it can make us better.
Well, there's a heck of a community that loves this exact topic, Jay, that has rallied around this podcast, and I know they'll be reaching out. But how do they get a hold of you? How do they reach out? What are those contact points online, social media handles, websites, or otherwise? How do they find you online, Jay?
Yeah, perfect. So to find me online pretty easily, I'm pretty active on LinkedIn. So just, you know, J-A-Y Ackerman, you'll find me on LinkedIn. You'll find me on Twitter, or now called X, at Ackerman J. Happy to share my email. I get flooded with a lot of email today, so one additional, you know, a new wave of emails is going to hurt, but first name, period, last name at Revelier. So j.ackerman@revelier.com. Happy to have you reach out to me that way. And then for our company, revelier.com, www.revelier.com. You also find us on LinkedIn under Revelier.
Easy enough. And for all those contact points for our community, just simply scroll on down in your favorite podcast player into the episode notes to find all those contact points for Jay and the Revelier team. You can, of course, head over to our free global online community as well over at passionatepioneers.com. There will be a post for Jay's episode where you can leave comments, feedback, suggestions, or otherwise, and connect with all of those contact points that Jay listed out as well, again, over at passionatepioneers.com. Well, Jay, a heck of a conversation, one I have been waiting for. I knew it was going to be an exciting one, but before we get out of here and we wind this conversation down, I have one more big piece for you. It's a fill in the blank. I'm a passionate pioneer because...
I'm a passionate pioneer because I'm committed to improving healthcare, and I'm committed to doing that through value-based care and leveraging clinical data for the benefit of members and patients.
Absolutely love it. Way to bring it all together on the back end of this conversation, Jay. And Jay, of course, I know how busy things can get. Really appreciate you stopping by today, having this conversation on this podcast and with and for our community. Again, Jay, thank you so much for being with us today.
Yeah, thanks, Mike. Absolutely a pleasure. Great way to kick off 24.
Thank you for joining us today on Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli. We'd love to hear your feedback about the podcast so we can continue to improve this community and to further support the pioneers being featured. Lastly, please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast and invite your friends and colleagues to join us. This is Passionate Pioneers with Mike Baselli. I look forward to having you back with us during our next episode.